Colm, good afternoon to you.
Hey there, how are you?
You and your neighbours have had to take to moving your valuables out of your houses into friends' and family's houses because the burglaries have got so bad.
That's correct, yeah. Some of the neighbours have actually had to move their belongings to other countries, back to where they're from. Literally, we're just inundated with people trying to break into houses. It's nearly a daily thing now, which is just crazy.
How many times have you personally been burgled in the last year?
In the last year and a half, six. Now, I've actually been lucky that I've been home. I'm out of work at the moment, and, you know, it has sort of come as a godsend that I've been at home to stop them. But there's been six attempts where they've, you know, my door has been broken down. They've tried to get in the window. They're just constantly around. They're constantly sort of knocking at your door, you know, waiting for you to leave so they can actually get into the house.
Good Lord, Colm, how can you possibly consider yourself lucky if you're at home when somebody tries to force your door open?
Well, I consider myself lucky because there's other people in the estate who weren't at home and, you know, their house has just been completely, you know, robbed, the money gone, you know, personal items, kids' toys, the car taken from the driveway, basically breaking into the house, getting the car keys, filling up their own car and, driving off. So, you know, I, in some ways I am lucky and in some ways I'm not.
And they're not just breaking in, you say, that they're coming to the door, pressing the doorbell and then pushing their way past you.
Yeah, I'll give you one example of what happened, in my house. There was 1 week, there was one guy, he was at the front door, looked like he was selling something, and, I decided I wasn't going to answer. He got fairly sort of adamant that I answered the door, constantly kept his finger on the doorbell, banging the door, gave the door a kick, so I answered the door sort of angrily, what do you want? Oh, do you want your gutters clean? I said, no, it's grand. But he started pointing up to the gutters and so on. Little did I know what he was doing was he was actually having a look to see where all my locks were on the door. Uh-huh. The next week, he came back again and did the same thing. He was fairly adamant. He was just ringing the doorbell, banging. Had his wife and kids in the car outside. I wasn't going to answer the door, but I was watching. And suddenly, within a matter of 5 seconds, he was in the front door, had broken the lock. Was in. I was completely shocked by the speed in which he actually got into the house. But he had grooves taken out of where all the locks were on my door, so he knew exactly what he was doing.
And when did he did that there and then? Did he?
Yeah, he did that there and then. While I was in the house, so again I came running down. He got into the car and drove off.
And has he taken anything?
No. I literally caught him. I came running down the stairs and. Yeah, he had broken the front door in. He was in the hall. And
you're a brave man running down the stairs, though, frankly, and thinking of taking him on, because you didn't know he was going to turn and run.
This is the thing. I'm fairly sort of confident in myself. I'm a big lad, and I'm pretty sure I'd best, somebody. But at the same time...
But you don't know if he has a knife on him. Don't know if he's a screw... Well, you know he has a screwdriver or some kind of an implement to get in the door.
Yeah, he would have had something. And about, again, yesterday I had another incident in which the guy tried to come in my front door, and he was a little bit upset that I'd actually caught him, and he got verbally abusive with me, and he did sort of
Hang on a second. So this scrote tries coming in your front door, breaking his way in, and then has the cheek to turn around and start exchanging verbals with you.
Yeah, again, I stopped him before he actually broke in the door because I can't afford to repair the door. So I was actually on the phone to my mother talking to her about an incident that had happened earlier in the day with my girlfriend. She was coming out and there was, again, two people parked outside and she gave them a look and drove off. And she had the same description of another two people who they actually drove into my driveway a month prior and tried to come in the front door.
But sounds like guy, Fort Apache, the Bronx, around your place. What are you and your neighbours doing about it?
Well, the one thing that we have done, we have set up a sort of a text, our own version of a text alert system using an app, a free app that's on your phone. It's called Telegraph, and it's very similar to WhatsApp. But what you can do is you can actually set up a group. So we have a residence group, and everybody... We try and get everybody in the estate to join it. So if you send one text to that residence group, everybody in the estate actually gets the text. So I'll give you another example.
Okay, but I mean, what this is, you know, it's of use to you because you're, unfortunately for you, at home. But for those who are at work, it must only increase the sense of anxiety getting all these messages all day long.
That's the thing. You see, they are targeting all these houses who where people work, especially if they, you know, they'll come knocking at your door offering services first, and what they'll do is they'll learn who's in what house. So the estate itself has a lot of people who are working. So these are the people who are working 9 to 5, you know, to keep the country going. And the majority of the break-ins are happening from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What does it do to your own sense of safety and security in your own home that you're basically under siege? This kind of thing seems to be going on all day.
Yeah, it does get you. It really does. You know, it just seems to be nonstop. You know, as I said, we had something this morning in which we all had to get out and watch a van which was going around every house. You've got to be constantly turned on. You know, you have to have yourself switched on, ready for anything. You know, you can't relax. Funny enough, the worst times as well are Sunday morning, Saturday morning. I used to love my weekends, but I'm dreading when it's going to be Saturday morning because, you know, they start coming in. You know, they wait for people who are gone away for the weekend, or if the estate's gone quiet, they'll come in, they'll drive around. If there's somebody out, they'll just leave the estate. They'll come back in, you know, a little time later if it's quiet. You know, they'll go and attempt a house. They don't really care if you're in. Again, last Saturday, one of the other neighbours, they broke in her front door while she was in the shower. So she came down in her towel and caught the guy. And he just, you know, walked out and he drove off, him and his accomplice.
What, you said that your girlfriend had been involved in an incident. What kind of stresses is this placing on the relationship? I mean, does she want to continue to live there? Do you have any choice?
Well, both of us don't. We're sort of in a... We're in a situation, I'm the owner of the house, but I lost my job in January, so I can't actually go and buy a new house. So I'm kind of stuck. You know, we are looking at possibly renting out the house and going somewhere else, but, you know, if somebody's renting out this house and then they start getting this, you know, can we sort of, you know, rely on them staying in the house?
No.
You know, the thing about it is the estate where we live is really, really nice. The neighbours are fantastic. It is actually a really, really nice place. We were delighted when we got the house. We couldn't believe how lucky we were. And for the first few years, it was great. And it's literally in the last year and a half that it's almost like sales teams of burglars are going around. It just seems to be different lots of them are coming in and trying, and they're trying to get into as many houses as they can. And just getting in and getting out, getting in and getting out. They're constantly doing reconnaissance. We had one group who actually described my girlfriend. They pretended to be my cousin to a neighbour and described my girlfriend to the neighbour to say, oh, yeah, we're cousins. That's, they had her down to a T. So they knew exactly who they were dealing with. I mean, you know, it's scary in itself. And I know my partner, you know, she's getting a little bit, you know, she's a good, strong woman, but she's getting a little bit antsy with certain things, you know, and especially last night after what happened yesterday, you know, she was staying up quite late and just trying to read a book to keep her.
I can't imagine what this actually ends up doing to you, though, because, I mean, it must be a constant topic of conversation. Every time you hear a noise outside, you must think, here we go again. Anybody even comes to the door, innocently or not, you're thinking, here we go again.
Yeah.
It would make a living nightmare out of your life.
At this moment in time, that's the way it feels. And you hit the nail on the head there. You know, there's people dropping in leaflets, but we don't know if they are dropping in leaflets or what. You know, it's just, it is a nightmare, you know.
Have the guards had any useful advice for you?
The guards, they're trying to be as good as they can. But pretty much what they're saying is, look, we'll do what we can, but right now we have got to go to two other break-ins. You know, they'll take the details, but they literally go from call to call to call to call to call, and they can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless somebody breaks in, unless you actually get hurt, you might actually be sort of bumped up the pecking list because they're dealing with the more serious crimes first. You know, they've tried certain things. You know, they said, you know, get a neighborhood watch going, which we have sort of done with a text alert, which is working quite well. We have actually stopped some break-ins, you know, with that. But I mean, they can only do, you know, a certain amount. I mean, these guys are staying within their within their rights until they actually do the break-in. So unless they're actually caught breaking in, so if they're caught red-handed, you know, that's... they're just going to get away with it.
But do you not feel now, describing that woman coming down the stairs wrapped in a towel, do you not feel that because of those lack of resources, because the guards aren't able to help, that you're being forced to tackle the problem yourselves and that it's a matter of time before something really, really bad happens?
Well, that's exactly, you know, that's exactly why I contacted you. You know, we're pretty much at our last resort, and it just seems like it's a ticking time bomb because it's so relentless. You know, it's nearly like something is going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And we really don't want to go down that road. Either somebody in the estate gets hurt or somebody breaking into a house gets hurt. At this moment in time, we really feel that something like that is going to happen.
Has anybody put up very big, obtrusive, obvious CCTV cameras?
Yeah, there's a couple of houses have done that, but a lot of houses have actually put up real CCTV. Me not working, what I've done is I've taken an old phone and used an application which actually does CCTV for you as well. So you've had to try and work with different things. We have CCTV footage of these guys. We've got guys walking, going house to house.
I know, but you want it as a deterrent. You don't want really to have to be passing this on to the guards after the fact.
Yeah. We want to get the message out to them that we are watching, but it doesn't seem to do anything. We do have houses with the cameras out the front. We have houses that have a sensor to actually say you are being watched. CCTV is recording you. There's houses with that, but they're still coming in. You know, it's we're trying everything. You know, we really are. We'll listen to anything. We'll try anything. We'll talk to anybody. But that's where the estate is at the moment. We have old people living here. We have sick people living here. We have single mothers living here. They're the people that we have to look after, you know, most. I have been unfortunate that my house is on a corner, that, you know, they're coming in here a lot. But...
And how about neighbouring estates? I mean, is your estate, does it look a little bit more affluent? Are the cars in the drive a little bit better off than other places?
Yeah, well, we look after it really well. We're sort of proud of the estate, and we enter it in competitions for the tidiest estate. We really, really look after it. We do have a number of people who are renting houses here as well. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's definitely not affluent. The houses are nice. The estate is nice. I don't know whether or not it's the... a lot of the houses were built with doors that were not very good, locks that were not very good.
But it's just all wrong. It's completely world-gone, topsy-turvy, that a place that you take pride in, a place that you do your best to make look as good as possible, should then, for that reason, end up becoming precisely the kind of place you don't want to live in.
Yeah, well, that's it exactly, and this is where we are. Like, we're absolutely gutted that we have this, which is our dream house. Like, it really, really is. We're delighted with the house, and we're delighted with the neighbours. It's, you look outside, it's just beautiful outside. Just really kept well, and it's just a nightmare. You know, it's just.
And never mind that you should be devoting your energies to job hunting as well. What did you do before you became redundant?
I worked in sales, so. It was a stressful position, and I was thinking, okay, well, I've lost my job, but at least, you know, I won't have stress for a while. But little did I know how bad it was actually going to get.
How long are you unemployed?
Since January.
Since January, sorry, okay.
January there, yeah, December, January.
And any promising leads, anybody biting?
Well, there's a few things there. At the same time, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go back to work. There's going to be nobody at home to look after my house. And that's always on my mind. So I'm even looking at other positions, or maybe I can actually, it's not too far away, maybe part-time, I can actually, you know, come back, check the house, check everything is okay. But I can't live my life like that, you know.
No, you can't.
You know, it's one of these things, literally in a year and a half, everything, as you said, just turned upside down.
I wonder, though, because you are at home and because you are seeing so much of it, is it adding to your stress? Were you out at work? Were your mind otherwise occupied? Do you think that it wouldn't be as much of a nightmare as it is?
Maybe. Yeah, it could be. Something like that could, you know, could help. Everybody's everybody's different, but yeah, absolutely. You know, get your mind off it and come home. And but there again, you know, it's always going to be in the back of your mind. You know, we've had neighbours come home and the door's open and they go inside and everything is gone. You know, and then you start thinking, you know, well, those people thought, you know, well, if I was at home, this wouldn't have happened. You know, and then if you know, I can think, well, if I'm in work, you know, I can take my mind off things. It's
particularly, do you want to be at home when it does happen, Colm? I mean, it's catch 22.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for your call.
Thanks for having me.
That really is a glimpse into hellish kind of life. Thanks very much. 1-850-715-815. Cathal, we're going back to break-ins. You're in the security business. You've dealt with people who have wanted to just throw in the towel, move out of their home, but there is good news.
There is good news, yeah. It's really hard to go into a house and have to deal with, you know, people who are so nervous and so upset. But what people don't realise is that there are steps you can take. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. You can put cylinders on your front door that will stop people getting in through your front door. There's security items you can put on your French patio doors, your sliding patio doors. Now, I only got the tail end. One of my customers called earlier, and I got the tail end of that gentleman who was in fear in his house. Mm. But if he had a jack lock door restrictor on the door, and if he had a 290-degree door viewer where you can look out and you can see anything that's outside, if you don't like what's outside, don't open the door. So I have all these products, and all these products are out there.
If I want to change the lock on my door, the Yale lock, because I have seen how easy it is to snap these things while they're still in the door with just a pliers, and you want to change it for a single barrel lock that you can't do that to, how much is that going to cost me?
It's €70. It comes. I do the CISA Astral S security cylinder. It comes with 3 keys and it's €70 installed.
Okay.
It's very reasonable. Extra keys are €12 each. If they do snap it, there is a possibility of snapping it, but if they do, it stays in the cylinder, so they can't get at the cam and they can't open the multi-locking system on the door.
The other big problem that people have been complaining about is about the PVC door at the back of the house usually being popped off its hinges. What can you do about that?
There's a couple of things you can do with that. Now, you can put on pivot locks on the inside. The first thing you have to do is you have to change the cylinder. The cylinder is the easier option for them to get in, and mm-hmm. generally that's the way they go. But
on the hinge, is it?
Yeah, that's on the lock side.
On
you change the cylinder.
Okay.
Yeah, but on the hinge side, there's a couple of options out there, and it depends depending on the PVC door in question. You know, you'd nearly have to take a look at it. If I put pivot locks or sash jammers on the inside, that can do it generally. Or else, there's another couple of options out there.
If you're to go around the ground floor of a house and do windows and doors, change locks, secure the hinges and so on, all in, what kind of a cost are you talking about?
It's hard, depending on the size of the house, but say your average 3-bedroom, if I was to put pivot locks on all the windows, it all depends, Philip, on whether you have under
€500?
Oh, yeah, well under €500, yeah.
Under €300?
No, if you got all the windows done, and depending on the amount of doors and patio doors and mm-hmm. whatever, it'd be under €500. But sometimes you get it done for less than €300, yeah, depending on what you get done.
And you can do a piecemeal. Anyway, the main thing that people will want to know, Cathal, is does it work? Have you got customer feedback from people saying attempted break-in but they didn't get in? Once they've installed
it's fantastic. That's the best part of my job. You know, I've got calls back, and they've called me. They said, "Listen, there was an attempt at break in. They didn't get in, but they've done a little bit of damage. So I've had to go out and replace some of the cylinders that they've actually snapped. Uh-huh. But if it had been a regular cylinder, they would have been in."
Now, you didn't hear all of Colm's story, but here is a man. Here indeed is an entire estate that is under siege. That he feels he can't leave his home, and that there's just people calling, if not to his house, to the neighbour's house at least once, if not twice a day. He's been broken into 6 times in the last 18 months. Constant, repeated attempts at breaking in. It sounded absolutely hellish. Are you coming across many places that badly affected, or is he just one of the unluckiest people in the country?
No, yeah, that's a little bit unusual. That's very unusual. I haven't heard it that bad. But when these thugs, when they're happy in when they're comfortable in the neighbourhood, they'll keep going back. You know, but if a neighbourhood, you know, if they make it very difficult, these burglars, they talk amongst each other. You know, they're in and out of jail, maybe not as much as they should be in, but they'll say, listen, that estate down there, you know, there's a lot of high security down there. Because I've done it. I've gone into an estate where I've done maybe 50% of the houses, you know, a small estate. I've done 50% of the houses, and all of a sudden, overnight, the burglary stop.
They just move on, go somewhere else.
They'll always go for the easier option.
All right. Carl, thank you very much for the call. You're very good to get in touch.
Yeah, Philip, what I was going to say to you was, where is that gentleman?
Do you know, I'm not going to say over the air where he is, but we'll talk.
If he goes to my website at secureyourhome.ie, he'll find out, you know, all the different options. I have a few videos up there, and he'll see it. So that's secureyourhome.ie. Okay, if he wants to take a look at it.
All right, Philip. Thank you very much. Take care of yourself.